one way to earn respect in this league. Only one way. You go out there and you take it. You take it from the hand. Let's go. Get the ball, please. One, two, three, take it.
Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been inconsistent on both sides of the ball, but their task, their number one job at hand, of course, is the Houston Texans defense, and that's exactly what their coaches and players talked about on this week's conference call.
I think the big thing, you said they had the makings of being a great defense. I think they have it. You know, it's just putting it all together. When you see certain things, you know, like one of the big critical areas in a defense is third down. And I think they're like, what, second in the league in third down percentage? You know, so, you know, that's what stands out. And, you know, listen, they've got some talent, and it's just a matter of putting it all together.
On the flip side, the Houston Texans defense knows they have their work cut out for them from a very potent Jaguar offense and Blake Bortles.
I think he looks a little bit more comfortable this year. I think that he's obviously had a year under his belt. He gets to know his teammates and things like that, and he gets used to the game. So I think he's going to continue to do that as his career goes on. He's going to get better and better.
Well, they're tough. They're a tough bunch. I mean, offensively, they run the ball well. I mean, they have a tough back, a tough quarterback, and offensive line. They're pretty good up front. So they're grinders. Everything, it might not look perfect all the time, but they're going to play for 60 minutes. They're going to give you everything they have. So we got to be ready to go on the road and play a team that actually have full confidence of beating us. And it's going to come down to us just playing solid. So we have to take what we've been doing in practice onto the field Sunday. But for us, you know, it's really not, you know, about how much they do or what all they do. We just need to start back playing the way we know how we can play.
And that brings us to this week's Break Check Big Stop, and that goes to none other than Jadeveon Clowney, who put this big stop on Frank Gore against the Colts on Thursday night on the season. Jadeveon now has 12 tackles, 9 of them solo, 3 passes defended, 2 tackles for a loss, 2 quarterback hits, and a forced fumble. And as we continue to look forward to this matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars, let's head on out to the Verizon Wireless store where Dwayne Brown was the guest of Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu.
You had a 95-yard drive with the Hail Mary and a 90-yard drive in the second half. So the offense was moving the football against the Colts, and you got to take those positives and bring them into the next game.
Yeah, and that's been the thing, though. You know, we've had some great moments like that as an offense. I think the biggest thing for us is being consistent, you know, coming out with that. You know, we came out, you know, starting like that. We had a great drive going, and then, you know, we had a turnover. You know, we got to eliminate those moments in order to be the kind of offense that we are capable of being.
I mentioned the Jags are the Texans. I hesitate to say biggest rival, but it's been the most competitive rivalry from the start of the franchise to current day. You know, last year you swept these guys. The year before, they swept the Texans. I mean, it's kind of been back and forth. I know people look at the Jags a certain way, and the Jags at one point, I mean, were phenomenal. They went to 2 AFC championship games, but this has been a really competitive rivalry. Is that how you guys look at this?
I don't know about rivalry. It's a divisional game. You know, that's how we look at it. You know, every divisional game is important to us. Everyone in our division is a rival to us. We come out with that kind of intensity. That's how you have to play. And Jacksonville has traditionally played us very tough, you know, and we know going into their place, we don't expect anything less.
I would imagine that when you go against your AFC South, the other AFC South teams, is it almost like a relief in that week in the sense that you know the team so well that you can sort of build off of what you already know about them? Because I remember someone saying, it might have even been you, that on a short week, it's nice to play someone in your division because you have less time to prepare. So now that you've got all this time to prepare and you're trying to turn things around, is it nice that this is a team that you're familiar with?
Yeah, it's always nice to go into the team that you.
I mean, it is tougher being in the division, but
yeah,
still.
It's tough. I mean, just like as well as we know them, they know us just as well, you know. So we all kind of know what to expect from each other. But it's always good, you know, to be able to, for me, to be able to go back and watch film of a team that I've played, you know, 6 times in the last 3 years, you know, and with the same players more or less. That's always good, you know, to have that familiarity and have something to pick from that worked and what didn't work. going into that next game.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on the show, but don't go away. When we come back, it's the X's and the O's on the BMW Telestrator. Stay with us.
You got two linebackers occupied there and there, and look at all this space that Doug Martin has to bounce or to go up inside.